money. Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money because we're laughing and our daughter's in the audience in the studio.
I'm here to watch.
I think I need to go to bed. Anyway, okay. Hope Van Oppen, our beautiful 22-year-old daughter who's a university student, is joining us again for the second week because we've asked her to investigate tools and apps for how to... Well, the word we don't always use it more than enough, budget, but create spending plans, track mm-hmm. your spending. What are the best tools that we can use? And you've come up with a few suggestions for us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue the conversation this morning that we had last week. And of course, we have some housekeeping to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do it today because you always do the housekeeping. More than enough. Thanks,
I'm
going to
be in the audience today.
Oh, stop. Okay, you are just ribbing me. Wait, you must be in holiday mode or something still after the summer. So we're in September. We're getting...
Let's get to it.
So More Than Enough, thank you. Today's show is sponsored by More Than Enough. And of course, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. And all year long, we've had other sponsors. More Than Enough has sponsored very few shows. So I'm so thankful for the community we have around us. So if you want to go listen to previous shows, last week's show, you can go to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Money with Dave and Reb. You can watch us there. You can see us. You can go to CHRI. You can do Not Mind.ca, morethanenough.ca, and any podcasting platform. Okay. And last week, again, we talked about the verses that we've used a couple times, I think, in this season about counting the cost. And we're hoping that the tool that Hope is suggesting to us today can help you count the cost.
And that way to go. Well done.
I know. Was that brilliant?
Sure. Are we going to read the Luke 14 thing?
Yeah. Well, you could just do the verse, not all the ones about discipleship, but that one about building, because it's so applicable because there's so many people coming and wanting to have a mortgage from us because that's what you do at More Than Enough. And you're like, let's count the cost. You're telling that to people all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's great.
So that's Luke 14, 28. And Jesus just says, don't you begin by counting the cost, for who would begin construction of a building without first counting the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, they might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at them. We don't want anybody to laugh at us, but Jesus is giving us the warning there.
But it's a practical description of how we are disciples.
It's called
Christ.
Common sense.
Well, but don't you know we have credit now? I just take out a loan for that. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, in reference, in context, because context is always important. He's talking about, if you're going to follow me, you need to know what this is going to cost. Mm-hmm. You need to know, because I want you to follow me and give me everything. So this is a really pertinent thing when it comes to money, because He does come along and say, this is what I've given you. Are you going to give it back to me? Mm-hmm. And the tool, you know, that we're talking about today, the apps and all of that, you know, as Christian people, we're using these tools to help us manage, steward, but also, Lord, help us count the cost. Like some days our bank account will tell us something. The apps will tell us things that we're like, ooh, you know, I say I want to follow Christ with my money or with the money I've been given by him. And yet there's some things coming to me from my app that are telling me I'm not consistent even with that.
Again, if you think about some of these things as a bit of a roadmap, again, when Jesus talks about it, is like you consider when you're planning to build a tower, or when he uses the example of a king and his army, and they're going, okay, we got to make this big picture plan, and we're going to see, you know, we're here, we want to get to here. Do we have enough resources? Do we have enough to actually accomplish the plan? And if we don't, then the king sends an emissary to say, okay, we're going to negotiate a peace treaty because we don't have enough resources to defeat you in battle. And this is, you know, this happens in minute way in our own finances all the time. Do I have enough money in my pocket to go to the grocery store and buy the food that I want to do? Do I have enough money in my bank account to pay this next bill, whatever it is?
But also, does what's happening in my bank account and the apps and the tools we're talking about, is it reflecting to me, back to me, the values that I say I have? And I think that, you know, I was kind of stumbly about that. But, you know, the Lord is like, yeah, I've given this to you. Are you giving it back to me? This is my idea for how you can use the money mm-hmm. I've given you. And the tool actually is going to reflect that back to us, which is kind of brilliant. But sometimes we'd rather not know and just go along our way. And what we said last week, you've got to use the tool. Mm-hmm. Hope, what are some like overarching ideas that you in researching all of this came to just to understand using tools, etc.?
Well, like last time we talked, mentioned Tangerine and then another app called Wallet, both who have like these kind of connecting to your bank kind of features. And one of the most important things that I found is being aware of protecting your information, which is like with the scamming of the internet and all of these
so
different apps.
Bad right now.
Yeah, it's, and you can lose all of your information, right? So just when you are deciding to, if you want to integrate different bank accounts, or even if you're just signing up for an app, and they're like, hey, you have to input a credit card to, you know, sign up or whatever. It's a free thing, but give us your credit card, you know, information.
And all the red lights are flashing exactly. over your head. Don't do it.
So some of them are like legitimate things you'll have to pay for, obviously. But just being very careful of like where you're putting your information on the internet. Most of these apps allow for manual like input, which again, we mentioned last time, is a huge plus. It's a huge plus also because then you're not at risk of any of your actual bank account information or your money like being at risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, a little caution there. Don't let too many people into your bank account, even if it's more convenient.
Yeah.
Convenience costs, and sometimes the cost is way more than we anticipate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the other thing, and you mentioned this last time, is a little bit of the slowing down of your, you know, when you're inputting, you have to spend that 15 or 20 minutes, and that slows you down in terms of financial awareness. And again, we say this pretty often in our office, speed kills. When it comes to money, speed kills, right? Like you make a decision and it's one of these instantaneous mm-hmm. ones. And often you're not considering the total cost. You're not considering it all. Yeah. And the app is going to help you. We're going to talk about a few more apps, but the app helps give the information. So you have the data, the information to be able to make a decision. But also, if an app slows you down a little bit, that's a good thing, right? It does allow you. We have the 24-hour rule, which you can, again, search the
podcast. I tell you, slowing down, it feels like nobody wants to slow down to actually do the inputting. You actually use the word magic app. Like, does a magic app exist, Hope?
No. We got to reiterate that. That's right.
Note two, there is no magic app that will make everything easy. And suddenly you have
my
the
magic
perfect
app is
budget
named
that
Rebecca.
Manages
you. I'm your magic app.
Oh, yeah, you do all the inputting.
Yeah, that's exactly. I should say, actually, a disclaimer about all of my research. I am single with a very simple budget right now. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, I've suggested these apps and you go and you have a partner and a bunch of kids and all these extra expenses and some of these aren't working for you, you're like, ah, she's a liar. These are horrible. It is a bit biased. That's my researcher disclaimer.
I'll disclaim your disclaimer, though, because the reality is we want simplicity, right?
Yeah, true.
The more complicated, and yes, we understand that some people are, but the more complicated it gets, the more you need a tool, the more you need a tool that actually works for you. So what we're talking about is really, really important, because if you have a complicated or multiple, you're trying to separate. Again, we've got some blended families, and that's, again, a unique situation. How do we manage money in terms of that?
Yeah.
So if they get more complicated, it is more the need for you to spend time and to have a tool that works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to bring it back to last week, because we talked about honorable mentions was the envelope. We talked about that. And we talked about the Excel spreadsheet. I just want you to give like a 2-minute word on the spreadsheets that are available and where people find them.
Okay. Another disclaimer. Nobody has sponsored this show other than More Than An App. So we don't have an app sponsoring the show,
right,
or Microsoft sponsoring the show.
We have an app, though, that we can talk about, but I don't even think she tried it out.
I didn't try it.
No?
Oh, my goodness.
But Dave knows it well. So
so here's the disclaimer.
Did you want me to try it, is the question.
Excel spreadsheet, of course, is made by Microsoft, comes with a lot of computers already embedded. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can get the Microsoft suite, and that costs money. So subscription, we talk about that. But there are, you know, again, depending on the technology you're using, if you're on your phone, then yes, you might have access to Excel on your phone, but not great for actually creating. Excel is a, you know, basically a really complicated and versatile calculator. And Mac, if you're on a Mac, then it's Numbers. It's basically the same features with Numbers in Excel. And then there's Google's Sheets, which again is a version of all of these are super robust calculators where you can do an awful lot more than just A plus.
And that's where last week you were saying you create your own system that works for you. So I just wanted to speak to that for those who are listening. You're like, where do I get Excel? You said it was a good idea. So thank you very much for that. So let's go on. Last week we talked about Tangerine, the bank, the wallet by Budget Baker. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a few more. Talk to us about the next one on the list.
So the next one on the list is one of my favorites, actually. It's called Budget with Buckets. It's a bit simple, but which I like as we've said, we were much like it. Also, it's a free unlimited trial. So basically, you sign up, you get the whole program for free. And then if you want to invest in the person who made it and get like a license for the account, which means you can have it in your whole household between like with your partner, with your kids.
Wow.
Then you just buy it. It's a one-time fee, I think like $65, something super reasonable.
Oh, you said 85.
Oh, 85. Yeah. 65 American, 85 around 85 Canadian.
Okay.
Also, a ton of video guides that are like really quick. You spend like 10 minutes that basically explains the whole app to you, which I was confused. And then I watched it and they're very helpful. Highly recommend. Very well laid out. This also allows you to track your debt, which is a helpful tool. It gives you like graphs and like a monthly summary of like your spendings, what's coming in, what's going out, where you're spending on like really fun like graphics, which I'm, you know, a huge fan of.
Picture's worth a thousand words.
Exactly. Yes. I know. It's very fun.
Do you, by graphs, you mean that circle one that gives you the pie chart?
Or they've got the, I don't know, what are the square graphs, ones, the regular, whatever those are. And this one is also unique from other apps in that it allows you to save in multiple different ways. So you can set up, hey, I want to save this amount every month, or hey, I want to save, you know, $300 by April, or, so it just is a bit more, like individualized in like how you want to save for different things.
Okay.
Most are like, hey, this is a savings account. You should put money in for this thing. And then this one is actually, hey, you are going to put this amount each time money comes in. This one also has, we mentioned in the envelope system, running out of money and kind of like this, if you have an inconsistent income where maybe you can't afford everything at the beginning of the month, in this app, you can set it up so that the most important needs get money first in the app.
Nice.
So each month they call it making it rain, basically, and it fills your bucket for each month, which is super fun. But it'll fill the top ones first. So you just set it. So, hey, I know I need to pay rent. I know I need groceries this month. But hey, maybe I don't quite have enough to eat out. So that gets filled last, or not at all this month, depending on Nice. Like the income coming in.
So it shows, does it actually have pictures of buckets?
So it doesn't, but it has raindrops that like go down that you click on it.
Making it rain. So making it rain is actually the infilling of the buckets. Yes. So you're making, love that.
Yeah. So, and it like, for me, I found it a bit encouraging, even in just the wording that he uses. He focuses a lot, the creator, on like realizing that you do have, like your buckets are full. So even if they're empty at the end of the month, you're always filling them instead of like, oh, all my money's leaving and I have nothing. Just like the lack wording versus the enough, right? The fill kind of thing. So a small thing, but I
love the making it rain.
Yeah.
You know who I'm thinking? An old client, Chris Brisson, always wanted Dave to give you like fun words because budgeting was just horrible to her. She'd love making rain.
Okay. No, it's very fun wording. Yeah. So,
And we attribute it to the guy on Budget with Buckets.
Yes. Okay. He's like one dude, great customer service also. He's like constantly doing development on it, which is a bonus. So it's like an ongoing work. You can message him. He's on forums actually online. So you can directly contact him. Say, hey, I have an issue. Can you fix it?
Okay. So the cons for this though.
Yeah. So there is no mobile app, which is a huge con for me because it's so handy to be able to use your phone if you're a phone user. You do have to just use it on the computer. And there's not many cons actually for this one.
I really like it.
So I mean, and again, even from a cost perspective, you know, $85 right? Yeah. So you maybe use the free version, save up $5 a month for a year, and then go, okay, now I'll do the one-time deal. So that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. I think I want
it. Most apps are like, hey, we have a 30-day trial, but I find that amount of time frame isn't long enough. And then you have to commit so much, which is one of the downsides of the next one called You Need a Budget. It's the most expensive YNAB app.
Isn't that what they call it?
YNAB. The short version.
This is my controversial opinion. I didn't love it.
Okay.
It's the most popular app probably that I heard of, especially like in terms of working in Canada. It does connect with your banks. It is a very safe and reliable app to connect with your banks. Works with Canadian banks, so fantastic in that regard. There's a ton of videos and guides. There's free workshops that they offer that you can sign up for. I haven't been to any, so I don't know what they actually teach, so I'm not endorsing any of their thing, but it's mobile app on your computer, wherever you want, on Apple, Android, like they're super available, a ton of different languages. So all of these other apps have been English. You Need a Budget is multilingual. And then if they don't have your language, you can contact them and they will get it in your language, basically.
Yeah, so that's really important for those of a lot of clients who we have are French, and a lot of people listening to this will be French or have other languages.
Immigrants.
And is the only app that you found that was multilingual. Wow.
So I'm sure there are other apps, but none as like well like made or praised as this one, and none as reliable.
Right.
So what's the cons? What didn't you love about it?
The user interface was, it was an aesthetic thing for me. Maybe I didn't use it long enough. I found it crowded. So you're looking at it and I just got overwhelmed with how much stuff you could. So again, going back to the simple thing, it's great if you love like the nitty gritty of like your budgeting and finances. But I got overwhelmed by like how much I had to do to even set it up. Also, it's like $20 a month, which is on a little more expensive side. So it's only like $150 a year, but there's other free apps that I feel like will do a similar thing. That for free, right?
But I guess if you're concerned about safety and reputation and all that, then it is, you know.
And they have like in the app a great way to like help you budget for their app. So okay. being like, hey, here's some tips on like saving, you know, the $20 a month or whatever. If you, so it is a good app.
So it's so yeah. interesting.
Eh? Yeah. So yeah. it's a very good app. I don't want to bias that, but
yeah, no. Yeah, good.
And then the last one is very quick. This is very simple. Mm-hmm. It's basically,
this is called the Money Manager.
This is called Money Manager.
Okay.
If you want like more than a piece of paper, like this is the one you go to if you like don't know what you're doing. It's free. It's
on your phone.
It's on your phone. Very easy to use, very easy to set up. However, like it doesn't sync with your bank accounts. It's an older program, so they're not actually updating it. So if you have any issues, you're basically kind of.
What like, was the no one to. That our daughter Mercedes was using and then they said we're shutting it down?
Mint.
Oh, yes.
Lots of people had used Mint. Mint
was very good. And yeah. a lot of them moved to You Need a Budget, actually. Okay. That is a.
Because right. Mint actually got bought out by a bank or a credit company. And then they kind of moved more to this is budgeting for improving your credit, which,
yeah.
again, is a whole different focus. Mm-hmm. We're talking
yeah,
about
we're not talking about that.
We're talking about tools and apps that help you become financially aware.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, if we want to talk about specifically focused on credit, that's a whole different show and on what you need to do that. Or as you said, mentioned earlier, on a couple of these, you've got investments or you've got, you know, kind of reporting your, what we'll call your net equity, which mm-hmm. is your income or your, what you own versus what you owe. And that's what we mm-hmm. call net equity. So, you know, those are all kind of 2.0. We wanted to get right down yeah. to, you know, the simple. So yeah. Money Manager, great tool, but not a lot of support yeah. And
it's simple. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I found like, moving on from it was like, hey, it doesn't really do the things that I want in terms of like, if I want to save for things or right. like, if I want to have goals or it doesn't track any of that, you have to do it all manually. But for dividing your finances, if you've never done it before, you've never had to be like, hey, I need, you know, $50 a month for this thing. It's a great tool to start, right. I feel okay. like.
All right. And we like that because, again, yeah. there, you know, as we know in life, there is a bit of graduation. The tool mm-hmm. that you need right now for your life,
yeah.
you know, yay, this is the tool. But you might go, well, in, you know, 5 years, totally different thing. I'm now not in school. Mm-hmm. I now have more complicated or more income yeah. coming in or going out, or I have different goals. This tool doesn't support it. And so, again, some of that awareness comes from, you know, and I hate to say it, but we do get comfortable mm-hmm. and then sometimes we hold on to that comfort a little bit too long when the tool isn't working and you're like, but it's the one I know and mm-hmm. it's a lot of work to move to another yeah. one.
Isn't that interesting? Because you just said like at the beginning of last week's show, you're like, you know, money is fluid. It changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just say this is, you know, I never have to manage it unless you hired someone and you were rich. As you pointed out, you just hire someone if you're rich and hire someone else to look after it. But, you know, it is fluid and change is a part of our finances. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. Like, yeah. wouldn't it be nice just to set it in stone and there it is? And you are habitual and you're really good with money or however you want to say that, you know, and we never have to change it, but mm-hmm. we do. So maybe an app that worked for you last year isn't going to be the one. Maybe mm-hmm. you're joining another family, blending marriage, and you need a more mm-hmm. complex app. I do want you to speak for 1 minute mm-hmm. on the More Than Enough app because sure. we did not talk about that. And this is the tool we use that you can pay a subscription fee for $50 a year. Mm-hmm. And you can use what we have. We also have videos. So
you know, okay, I will do the pros and the cons because Hope didn't look at the
I know.
So, you know. Pros for us are that it's safe, secure. So we do have really great security. We've also designed it so that there is never any of your personal banking information. None of that ever needs to be inputted at all. So safe, yeah. secure, and anonymous, I'll say. We designed that specifically. Yeah. It is based on an envelope type system where, but it's maybe envelope system virtually, where you do have line items, but you'll have, as you spend money in that line item, it also reports back to you how much is left compared to what you originally started your plan. So we've designed it around a plan, a spending plan of More Than Enough is 8 weeks long. So you plan 8 weeks. That's your spending for 8 weeks. That's your commitment to spend the money in each of the categories that you've identified. So it's really versatile. You can pick your own. You can name your own. You can add. You can take away. Mm-hmm. But you create your own plan for an 8 week period. And then it says, okay, you know, week one, I spent $200 on groceries, but I have $1,600 that I'm going to spend over the next 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so, well, now I'm down to 14.
And that's
now
the bucket, right? You're watching the bucket.
You're watching the buckets go down. And so, and it's manual. Again, we see that as a pro and a con. It's manual, but it does force you. Con is that there's no app. No app, so no phone app. So you have
but to it does make you sit down to it forces you to slow down and sit down at your computer. And if you're in a couple, it is helpful. I'm just speaking from my own experience. Coming from a woman who used to use pen and paper, that was my tool.
And then the other thing that we do, and I know we're coming to the end, so I'm trying to keep it in one minute, okay. Reb.
Sorry.
There are two components, because one part of the tool shows you that big picture. It shows you what the big picture plan is and whether you actually have the money to do all the things you want to do. And then the other part is actually the tracking part and how are you doing along the way? And what adjustments do I need to do as I go through that 8 week period? So you create an 8 week plan and then you track along and you're able to see exactly how full your bucket is. We'll use the buckets as you go along. So
if any of you are interested in taking a look at it, just send an email to info@morethanenough.ca or give our office a call. And we can get you hooked up with that to try it out.
So, you know, Hope, one last comment.
I was just going to say, I'll put the links to all the apps in the show notes that I will.
Yeah, that would be great.
Show, and then you can access it there. But yeah.
And we're going to try and have some kind of blog on our website, just a point form of the pros and cons that you've already talked about today.
Absolutely.
So
thanks
there you are.
So much for doing that.
My pleasure.
So, and again, there's always new tools coming out and we would welcome that feedback. If you're using a tool and you're like, you got to try this one out.
Yeah.
Great. This is the community. We want to share that with the community at large because we all recognize different personalities, different people, different seasons, and the tools need to respond differently.
To quote Dave again, you know, the best tool is the one you use. So it'll be different depending.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming, Hope.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for doing the research.
Oh, yes. My pleasure.
Thank you, Rebecca, for More Than Enough.
For sponsoring the show.
And thank you for joining us this week and join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.